Blog Talk Radio.
Entered into the Hard Truth with your host, Muhammad Hard Truth Smith, bringing you the Haq. Prepare yourselves.
Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Wa man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من أزواجها وخلق من الزوج خلق من النفس وخلق من زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء وتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا قوامًا سديدا تصلحوا أعمالكم ويغفركم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هادي هادي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل مبتدا بالبدع وكل بدع بالدلاله وكل دلاله في النار. الحمد لله, we are back in effect, calling that I had to answer. And I apologize to everyone because we work, we got families we have to take care of, and you know, sometimes it's a little hard shit trying to get in on time and everything, but we're trying to make it happen for the people, inshallah. But I'll tell you what, it's good to be back. For some reason, our camera is not working. So, let's see what's going on. That's the right camera. The guy is right here. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe it's about there. Inshallah. So, alhamdulillah. The other day, I was on, somebody tagged me into this group with, Bible versus Quran group. And you know, a lot of times I don't really get into that stuff, you know. But these people hate Islam. And it's not that they just hate Islam. They hate it. They hate it with the big speech. And they don't even know why they hate it. The sad thing is, they hate it because they hate it because they don't know what it is. They think they know what it is. You know, they're taking the information from non-Muslims, from Fox News, from CNN, and, you know, what the government says about Islam, and so on and so forth. But they're not getting accurate information. So I was on this group, and the people were saying Allah was not a real God, and Prophet Muhammad was a liar, a pedophile, and a horrible thing. You know, saying real, real wicked things, you know. So, I told the people, I said, if you wish to get on the show, we'll open the floor. We'll open the format. You know, I see none of them has called in yet. So, I don't know if they're scared, I don't know what the deal is, so we open the floor for them. I'm When we come back, we're going to tell you what Islam is. We're going to break Islam down for you, inshallah. And hopefully, we can bring some enlightenment to the people where you guys won't feel as alienated by Islam. You won't feel as threatened by Islam. And inshallah, you will maybe really look into Islam for yourself, where you can say, it's not that bad. But I'm going to tell you, it's great. And how to do it up. Inshallah, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Inshallah.
Do you need to install a door, replace a broken window, or maybe add on to your home, build a shed in your backyard, or build the dream home you always wanted? Look no further. Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting will help make your dreams a reality. Good pricing, quality work, and honest Muslims. Smith & Associates will be your first and final stop, inshallah. Give them a call at 770-504-5993 or email smithapmc@gmail.com. If you own multiple units, ask about our maintenance program. Located in the Atlanta area and servicing surrounding cities, Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting, 770-504-5993. Got an idea? Give us a call.
So anyway, what is Islam? This is what I'm talking about. What is Islam? We're going to go back to the basics. And then we're going back to the throwback. Inshallah. Sure. Islam has always been the way that Allah said. Now, people might say, what do you mean? It came after Christianity. It came after Judaism. It came after this. It came after that. No, it didn't. Allah is the one has only sent one way from the beginning of time. He didn't send two ways, he didn't send three ways, he didn't send four ways, he sent one way. And that way is submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it was about. Submitting to God. If you don't know what God is in Arabic, if you don't know Allah's name, God in Arabic, it's Allah. It's Allah. It holds more of a stronger meaning in the Arabic, though. So, Islam means to submit to peace to Allah. You submit to Allah's will. And you find peace to that. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. Very question. This is very brief. Muhammad submits to the will of God. Okay. Jesus and Islam submit to the will of God. What about Abraham and Noah and Isaac and Jacob and Job? If anybody can find a word, if they really can define their future, and not run around doing that lead, running around a lot and following what this preacher says, this preacher says, or what the media says of this man and that man, they would all find out that the message has always been the same. One God, one way, just one code of conduct, it just is what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengers that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a certain group of people. They came to different groups of people. You can look inside your Bible and find that with those women came to women. When the Canaanites came to Jesus, they threatened that I did not come for you, I came for them, to Jesus. That's what they said. That's what he said. So that proved that it wasn't for everybody. This message wasn't for everybody. It was for people that had already been given the message to rectify the situation. I had one thing that I was pretty good. I was pretty good. I was pretty good. Now, we did all these men's business jobs. We did all these men's work.
brushing your teeth every day. That's something you do religiously. Making your bed.
Yes.
Eating breakfast. That's religious.
But the point is, God created man and said, this God expects you to behave on this. It wasn't no, these people do this and these people do that. We all were expected to behave a certain way on earth. That's it. That's what this law is. Be nice to your neighbors. But first of all, worship God all by himself. Don't worship nobody else.
Nobody else.
Mohammed, not Jesus, not Abraham, not a stone, not a statue.
Not a letter. Not a head of lettuce.
So we cannot worship anything but God. And the funny thing is,
but also, in that worship, there's a particular way that it is to be done. Therefore, if you look at it, like I just happen to glance and see, we were talking about the Bible, and as I was saying before, I grew up. And we're basically what Peter said, Christian. I went to Catholic school. My mom was an Episcopalian. My grandmother was an evangelist. Professor was a Baptist. Everybody was going something different. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I noticed, and I read the Bible incessantly, so it's not like I'm unaware of what the biblical text. But the thing that I did notice was the one I read in 1978 was different than the one I read in 1985. Mm-hmm. And this I could not figure out. So what I did is I researched the list of English Bibles, counted 97. Now my mathematically, how can something be the same if it's been abrogated 90? Not by God, but by men. We have the American Standard Version, American Translation, Amplified, Arch Scroll, Berkeley Version, Bible in English, the Bible of Living English, the Bishop's Bible, Catholic Public Domain Version. It starts to get a little ridiculous. We're not saying that, yes, we are saying it's not untainted. The Bible is tainted by man's hand. So how can you trust something? How can you trust your hereafter in the hands of a man who had an agenda? What do you think?
Well, funny thing is, they'll say this, right? And they'll say, well, Paul was inspired. Paul had a dream.
You mean Saul of Tarsus? The one that was
killing the Christians.
Oh, okay. I just was going to make sure we come out the same time. Then he had an epiphany.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The guy who was out to kill everybody all of a sudden had an epiphany.
Now
you're asking a question. Mm-hmm. They'll say Muhammad was a man, and y'all follow Muhammad.
Yes.
The thing about that is, he was divinely inspired. He was divinely inspired. Jesus was divinely inspired. And Abraham, Moses, all the way back to the other prophets. The thing is, Allah sent an angel to these men. He sent Gabriel to these men. He talked to Moses straight up, alayhi salam. So, when we talk about the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have to mention that he was divinely inspired. And there's miracles that went along with that. No magic, no devils, no jinn, no anything outside of God giving him miracles.
I believe most of the Anbiya had miracles. Musa had some, Ibrahim. Isa, it's like everybody has their own thing. And if you people would really pay attention to, at the time of Musa, what was the prevalent thing that people were doing that was against God? They were doing magic.
Yep.
So Allah showed them through their own iniquity that he was more powerful than them. Then Isa, at the time of Isa, it was more about anatomy. They were getting into surgeries and doing things like that. What did he do? He brought Lazarus back to life. These different things. And at the time of Muhammad, if anybody would really research, the Arabic language is probably, in my opinion, the best language on the planet. It's very precise. But each language has its apex and its what we call the opposite of apex, its decline. in English, the apex of the English language was Shakespeare. If you ever notice, like, this is a translation of the Quran. And the words that they use are words that Shakespeare would use because that was the highest language that the English knew. At the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Arabian Peninsula, their Arabic was the highest Arabic there ever was. It's called Futa. And they spoke at a level that we would think, we would, even Arabs today could not understand what they were saying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always uses something that's prevalent at the time to prove his point. But I would like to ask, if there's any Christians out there, I'd like to ask the question. At what time did, first of all, when did Jesus say he was God or the Son of God? Two, does anybody know about the numerical council called the Council of Nicaea, when the 318 bishops of Europe decided?
What did they decide? Huh?
They decided that Jesus was going to be the Son of God. It wasn't in play at that time. That wasn't what the case was. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before that, he was just, actually, they thought they killed him. They persecuted him.
And you know, this is one of the funny things here, probably, people. You know, they've been duped. You guys have been duped.
Hold on. Did you say duped? Bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray, swindled, taken for a ride, duped.
And if you look at what the people say they follow who are Christians, it does not even coincide with Jesus Taylor. Now, a lot of them try to say that Muhammad is this dragon, is a dragon that lied, that the Bible talked about. And I was really hoping one of them called in who said he was going to call in, because this is talking about the Dajjal, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So, where in your book does it talk about the Antichrist, since you want to listen to Muhammad or something? One thing about prophets always prophesize about each other. They always say that this prophet is to come, or this prophet was a righteous man. They never talk bad about each other or anything. Now, if Muhammad or something was a bad man, do you think he would say something good about Jesus or Islam? I mean, come on, think about it. You think he would say something good about any other prophet? But he was a man of God. So therefore, he spoke the truth. He spoke what was correct. Not of himself, but of God. How did he not? That's talking about the first thing.
I have something to add to that. That I thought was very strange.
I used to love to read the Bible because I like to read. I'm very studious when it comes to reading books and things like that. I remember I used to always read the Old Testament. I didn't really like the New Testament. It seemed corny to me. If there's anything in there that is correct, I'm Allah forgive me. But it seemed corny to me. I like the Old Testament because it was wars. It was straight to the point. Now, I remember that in one chapter when I think they changed over from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it said something to the effect of the Comforter would come. And I would bet my bottom dollar that the name I read, the last word of that page, was Ahmed. And then this was in a book that was supposedly had come from Aramaic. Well, they say it came from Aramaic, then to Greek, then to Italian, and whatever else they did. So who was Ahmed?
The one Ahmed I knew.
So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him Ahmed in the Quran. So the Al-Anam ayat 16, he calls him Ahmed. So if there's an Ahmed in the Bible, he said that would come after Isa alayhi salam, because remember, it's after Isa he would come, mm-hmm. And then it speaks about him, it says, Isa the son of Mary, a messenger will come after me.
Ahmed. This is what Isa said. Who's Ahmed? Who's Ahmed? You know Ahmed?
His name was Muhammad for his son. Ahmed,
because Allah called him Ahmed. So
I would like to challenge any Christians that are on the line, or who was this Ahmed that was talked about?
Let me see something. Go ahead, Akia. Don't let me stop. Let me go to this page where this Bible Christian Bible versus Quran page.
Mm-hmm.
And these people hate Islam. And like I said, they don't even know why they hate Islam. That's the funny part about it. So I'm hoping.
Oh, I know what it was. They're saying that Ahmed was the Messiah. That's what they said. First of all, the part that really, really bothers me is you are saying that this is your leader, right? Isa is a Jew, correct? Was he a Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Isa is a Jew that spoke Aramaic.
Well, we know that's the difference. We know he's going to be Muslim.
Yeah, no. But let's call it what it is.
Okay.
Because Allah speaks of it in the Quran of you know. Of the Yahud, he has to use the word Yahud, right? So, because he said I came for these people, so if we say that he's a Yahud, if we say that Isa was a Yahud, right? What was Ibrahim? What was Ibrahim? You don't know?
I'm asking you.
What was Ibrahim?
He was a Muslim.
No, I mean, according to what they say, what was Ibrahim?
Oh, well,
they
don't know what they were saying. I mean, we
don't know. Oh, okay. So now we have lack of information.
They should have left Ahmed there alone. They should have left him alone.
I'm just waiting for somebody. I mean, all these people you were talking about, all these Christians you were talking about, they were supposed to call. And we wanted to give a disclaimer. We are not asking Christianity.
We're not anti-Christian.
We're not
chicken over the
world. We're just pro-Muslim.
can you see our picture now?
I can see me.
I'm going on the page. Give me a second. I'm going on the page.
All their names out.
Yeah, I'm about to, because all these people were saying they want to come on our show, they want to do that. But now
they probably can't get those pictures on the link. All in. Here, I'll leave my phone up. You can call in.
I've been putting it on here, but you know, we ain't getting no bites yet.
They can't call in. Type it on Facebook. We'll answer from anywhere. Yo, send a kite, smoke signal, whatever.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see what I got here. So let's get back. Islam has always.
You know what? I'm not gonna say devil's advocate. I'll play Christianity. I'll ask this. They don't have
the wherewithal. They can't get on whatever the reason may be. Allah knows best. I'll act as though I'm one of them. Allah forgive me.
I'll act like I'm one of them. And I'll ask you questions, and you see. I'll ask you questions that I think they will kind of answer to ask you. Well, this Mohammed is the last prophet. Are you saying that there's no more prophets after him?
There's no more prophets after Prophet Muhammad.
How do you know this?
Well, they. Yes, we're supposed to kill him. Yes, we're going to kill the prophet. We're going to back point that. Well,
I've never seen it.
Of course, you know, I've never seen it.
How do you know it's there?
If you believe it, it's told we read it in a book. And also,
I wrote a book, but I had some lies in it. How do I know the Quran is true?
The Quran is true. The Quran is true. Because a lot of them are shows you the truth. I'll give you an example. What I like to always get.
Which one want to do?
Because a lot of them are jealous. Gave the description of what happens in the womb of the mother in a 9-month period. Now, we're talking about a time, we're not going to talk about x-ray machines, we're not going to talk about ultrasound, sonograms, and any other grams. We're going to talk about, what is electricity? What is electricity?
Yeah, where's that thing about that?
No, I'm not talking about that one. After the Psalms, after the Super Ibrahim,
Here's the thing. This is a sneaker.
See this? This is a sneaker.
After a certain amount of time, this sneaker is not going to be useful. But this is my foot. It'll always be useful. And this would be like a 4 or whatever, where it would run out of its time period, but your feet never do. And the Quran is the culmination of all of that. It came to correct all the misconceptions, all the lies, all the added things, the abrogations. Let me ask, I want to ask a question. I wish somebody would be on here. I want to ask why y'all eat pork.
Oh, well, I don't know the answer to that.
When I read the Bible, it said,
first of all,
not consume swine.
They said that's the Old Testament.
Oh, so it's no longer relevant.
It's just no longer relevant.
Oh, so if y'all, and they said it's the Word of God, right?
Yeah.
So they said with the Word of God, it's no longer relevant, and the new...
I can't even finish my statement. Listen. If you can tell me it's okay for two men to marry and this and that and be together and two women to be together and God will accept you all of a sudden after he just destroyed a whole civilization for that now?
Let me ask you a question. Is homosexuality a sin?
Oh,
thank you. I was talking to your cousin the other week, and we were talking about that.
My cousin.
He was like, it's not even a sin.
It's an abomination.
It's an abomination. And your money, I don't have any room to go broke. But it says, in God we trust. Right? The money says, in God we trust, right? So therefore, you mean to tell me the people that run these countries in this world are saying that it's okay if you marry a dog. And they get up there and swear on the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and because you know they got to swear these laws in, right, just in case y'all didn't know. So they swear on the Bible that it's okay to marry two men, marry two women, give them the rights of normal people. Yo, listen, prosperity gospel.
That's the dollar.
Actually a shame.
We're going to take a quick break, inshallah. And then we're going to get back to why Islam, why not Christianity. We'll be right back to y'all. That's so hard to do.
Do you need to install a door, replace a broken window, or maybe add on to your home? Build a shed in your backyard, or build the dream home you always wanted? Look no further. Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting will help make your dreams a reality. Good pricing, quality work, and honest Muslims. Smith & Associates will be your first and final stop, inshallah. Give them a call at 770-504-5993 or email smithapnc@gmail.com. If you own multiple units, ask about our maintenance program. Located in the Atlanta area and servicing surrounding cities, Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting, 770-504-5993. Got an idea? Give us a call.
For some reason, we cannot get on air on YouTube. I don't know what's going on. Why?
Every time we talk about a subject like this, it seems like something's always happening.
Yeah, something always goes wrong with the computer. The webcam is on. Fuck on. So anyway, every generation had a prophet, and the prophets were sent to their people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all mankind.
That's the difference.
He wasn't sent to just
particular people.
Now they say Muhammad had slaves. They said Muhammad married or he had sex with little kids and all that. There's several things I want to point out to you guys. First of all, Aisha Rayana was his wife. He was not a girl he was messing with. He had the rights of a wife. He hurt like a wife. Got the respect of a wife. She was a wife. Second of all, lead the slave. When someone came and gave him a slave, so he will free him. Now, did they have slaves in that time? Yes, they did. They had slaves in Arabia. They had slaves all over the world.
And I don't know what is going on with this thing.
So the point is, people stop grabbing for straws.
Please.
That's all you guys are really doing. No one is searching for the truth. You want to watch what the media says about Islam, and I'm going to tell you what it really is.
What?
People feel like they're on the winning team. They don't know that they're on the losing team. That's the problem. It's everybody's on the bandwagon. Let me jump on with you guys. Hey, it's a war against Islam. Hey, I'm all for it. You know, Donald Duck. You know, Donald Duck is really tough. Did I say his name wrong?
No,
I'm sorry.
You said it properly.
Well, we got, as Muslims, you know, we got it.
His name is
Donald Trump. Oh, I said Donald Duck, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Daffy Duck or Donald Duck. It's foolish. Okay. So this guy is, there is people up against Islam. And I was watching how one of the, a protester was punched in the face by one of his supporters and didn't go to jail, and he said he'll pay for the legal fee.
Wow.
Listen. I'm a person that I don't promote violence, but if you punch me in my face, you'll get the business, inshallah. And if you win,
inshallah.
But you're not going to just. And then they say, we are the aggressors. We are the tyrants. We are the ones who cause the problems. But yet you got people in this man's camp randomly punching somebody in the face.
You know what's really funny? Most of the people that talk about Islam are—it's two types of people that talk about Islam in a negative way: the government, or people who make money off of illegal things, or ignoramuses who watch their television shows. The bottom line is this: Islam changed my life. I don't sell drugs anymore. I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Those people,
I don't
lot of women
with
our wives.
We lower our gaze when we see women. We don't feel. We pray five times a day. We're obligated to help our brothers in any way they need it. May it be financially, may it be fixing his kitchen sink, may it be feeding his family, whatever it is. I literally searched for problems with Islam. You know the only problem I found with Islam? That everybody's not a Muslim. That's the only problem I found. It's a shame because any religion or way of life, because Islam isn't a religion, it's a way of life, because it encompasses everything we do, we worship Allah. That being said, what else is better to do? How do you go all day and all night for days and days and then? And then you lose your wallet, and it's, oh, Lord, help me. We don't believe in anything bad happening. For us, there is no bad happening. Whatever happens, Allah has willed it, because not a leaf falls on this planet without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. So every time the wind blows, a tire blows out, you crash your car, you wake up late, you wake up early, you make the lot, you breathe, your heart beats. Our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is responsible for that, not Jesus. Blood runs through your veins, unless Allah wants to give him permission to do so. And then they came with that. Then the one that kills me, I wish they would come in and answer. I need to ask a question. The one question I really want to answer to is, why did they say that Isa, they said when he was up on the cross, supposedly, that he said, oh, my Father, why have you forsaken me?
That's the craziest thing.
That is
wild.
You know, if I was a Christian and I read that, I'd write something ain't right.
Wow. First of all, this is a big contradiction. Why are you talking to himself and asking himself that question?
No.
That's a big country.
You can't really say because they kind of like
lost it over. Yeah. They said he was God. People couldn't go for that because of the same question you asked. Mm-hmm. So then he became the
God
Son
flesh.
Of God, the God in the flesh.
Yeah.
Then he became the Son of God. Then I don't know what he said, what they said.
He said he's the Son of God, God in the flesh, God the Spirit, you know. I remember when I was in the Seventh-day Adventist school when I was here, yeah, and it was a song that we used to sing in the choir, right? And the words were, how can God the Son become a man? And how can God the Son become a man? Then it said, how amazing, how confusing, how amazing, how confusing, how can God the Son become a man? And when I got older, I said, why would they have us sing something like that? Crazy thing to sing, because why would you put the words confusing in it? Amazing but confusing. Has God confused the people? What God confused the people? God is confusing is some type of
animals, this type of thing. He gave it to human beings. You might have given it to some animals, but the average animal doesn't have opera. We have opera. We can reason. Like I can say, well, you know, oh my gosh, that water's spilling. I better move my laptop. That's opera. Then is it a known fact that these people, that this is what they're saying, they believe this. They believe that Isa or Jesus died for their sins so they can do anything.
Yeah, they can do anything they want. They can't do
anything. I don't know who came up with that.
Yo, we can sit angry, it don't matter.
I don't know who came up with that, but I know two words for that. One begins with A and one begins with R. Asinine and utterly ridiculous.
Come on, let's be realistic.
You commit your own sin, but since he died how many ever years ago, 1,000 years ago, you good. So you can do whatever you want. Why are there police?
Yeah. They really focus on the world, but they can hear us now. Okay, man, I got your text.
This is amazing.
So, and this is for Muslims.
But he didn't. He told us certain things. Now look, the funny thing is this: how many animals do you think there are? Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of different types of animals. Okay, we can say bovine animals, things such as cows and these types of animals that walk on hooves, that have flat hooves and things like that. Antelope, elk, deer. There's thousands of different things we can eat. And he said, just don't eat one. And they have to eat that one. This is coonery.
They have to eat it.
This is coonery.
Out of all the animals, they have to eat it. You're right.
Yeah. How many drinks are there? And you know how he showed us that? You know how he showed us that beautifully? With Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. You and Jannah, every fruit you could possibly imagine, pomegranate, you got oranges. You got apples, you got kiwi, you got dragon fruit, man. You got mango, you got peaches. Just don't eat the apple. He showed mankind. He showed something about mankind.
Islam don't really say what he ate. He just said don't eat from this fruit.
Hey, listen. We're talking about them right now.
Yeah.
And they said the apple.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay with their topic.
I got you.
You know, because they said he ate an apple. No, we'll clean it up. Let's not do that. Let's not be incorrect. The tree. There's a gazillion trees there. Walnut trees, every kind of tree there is. Don't eat from this one tree. Why would anyone eat from that tree if you have all these other choices? That's something called shaitan. Whatever is forbidden for you, you want to have it, no matter what it is. They say, listen,
You wanna have physical relationship with a woman? Marry her. Oh, but what comes along with that? Responsibility? No, I don't want a responsibility. Now that sounds like something I don't want.
Good.
So, alcohol. Why do people? Why is alcohol forbidden?
Alcohol. My buzzer is not working.
Doesn't matter. Alcohol gets automatic buzz. And how about that? Work.
You know what? I'm done with these people. I'm gonna find a better way to do this.
Who are you using?
Blog Talk. There's some new people out there now.
The Blog Talk is always, since we've been doing this all year, they don't like. He wants the money and wants to shut it down.
Okay, anyway. So, we're done with the pig. We're done with the hold on, I want to go back to the marriage of the young girl. Because this would be contradiction.
No, this is their
stuff.
That's
a
mantle they stand on.
But see, if they look at their predecessor, it was commonly, widely done in Europe, Asia, and all of them. They didn't say that. The next one is real nasty. But anyway, the point is, it was commonly done. All of a sudden, it's a bad thing, but it's okay for a man to marry his dog. Oh, he's wrong. Let me tell you something. The mind state now is, when you marry someone, everybody has their own mind, right? Everybody has their own thought process. But sometimes two thought processes don't work together. They don't work together. Me personally, if I was to marry someone, say I went to another country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I married a sister, say she was 18, 19 years old, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been influenced by society. Look at the village or something. Right?
Oh, mashallah.
I buried her.
Don't bring her here.
I would have less headache out of her because she has it. Her whole focus would be her husband. Right? People don't understand the hikmah of marriage. But when you marry the women who have been in the dunya and done this and done that and been with this man and been with that man, they're bringing baggage in the door. We're going to bring that baggage to the door. Now, that doesn't say we're better than anybody else. And I know I have great faults, and I'm probably one of the worst people you ever meet. I'm just giving you the hikmah of marriage. Why it's better sometimes to marry someone who is younger than you. I know a lot of African girls, they will not marry no one in their age bracket. If you're not older than them, they'll tell you straight up. You're too immature.
Listen, the reality of the situation is this. Women mature faster than men, but it doesn't even matter. That's such a moot point. Let's talk about morality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about morality. You're allowed to gamble, which gamble is known to be a scourge on society. You're allowed to drink alcoholic beverages, another scourge on society. Yo, people don't know that on the books in America, on the books, as a matter of fact, I'm going to look it up in a second, but I'm going to tell you because I know for a fact that it's a law. It's illegal to fornicate in this country.
Yep.
But they could not find a way to enforce it because so many people are running around fornicating. The police wouldn't be able to catch the murderers. They'd be chasing these fornicators all over the place. So, if fornication is illegal in this country, why do you think it was illegal from the beginning? Because this country was so-called based on the laws of the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet another's wife. That's a joke. That's really a joke. You know, there's so much adultery, there's so much. And it's like, once you begin something that Allah SWT says, I'm going to read this I, one of my favorite early Christians, listen up. He says in Surah Baqarah, he says, I will do the language to say something other thing. He says, Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim fa'andartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Now in English, that they translated it, because the Quran cannot literally be translated, because it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, verily those who disbelieve, it is the same to them whether you warn them or warn them not. They will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their heart and their hearing. And it says, and on their eyes there is a covering. And there will be a great point. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory to me. So when you do things like that man that married a dog in California and he says he's on his way to Minnesota to consummate, because it's legal to marry a dog in California, but you can't, you know.
People are sick.
Yo, it's scary. I mean, the sickness, and you know what this comes from? This comes from lack of Islam. This comes from people not adhering to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. It's simple. Men and women, yo, the tools that we have, sexual intercourse is for reproductive purposes only. It's a mercy from Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, that he allowed us to feel pleasurable to the person, because he didn't have to do that. It could hurt, and then there'd be no babies.
No babies.
So we have to look at things, I mean.
Hey, can I say something here?
Go ahead.
And I have to interject this. The Muslims are not here to take over everything. Listen, if you become Muslim, alhamdulillah. If you don't become Muslim, then
you're going to the hellfire.
No one is going to cut your head off.
But you're going to the hellfire.
Yeah, he wasn't. But no one, I don't know where you guys get this from, that you get your head cut off. No one is going to cut your head off if America became a Muslim country. No, there's not going to be any alcohol. There's not going to be any clubs. There's not going to be any smoking of marijuana and taking illegal drugs and cigarettes, none of that. And there's not going to be any homosexuality, I can guarantee you that. Outside of that, people will be able to live their lives, work their jobs, and be like you always do.
Let me ask you a question. Name those things. I think you named five things. Name them again. You said alcohol.
No alcohol.
Illegal drugs.
Meeting killer of people.
Let's just name them first. Alcohol, right?
Alcohol.
We say fornication.
No, drugs.
Drugs. Fornication.
No, well, we say fornication.
Fornication.
Homosexuality.
Homosexuality.
That was four.
Four. We'll take those four. We don't need any more.
You can worship. You can still worship what you worship. The
do whatever you
want to worship.
Alcohol makes more money and kills more people in this country than damn near anything else.
Gangs and everything else.
I mean, you know.
How many times has a person taken a person's life
behind a car?
Car accident. Drunk driving.
I heard a survey one time. I was watching something on TV, and it said 65% of the criminals that in jail were under the influence of alcohol when they committed their crime. 65 to 70%. So that's 7 out of 10 people that committed a crime was drinking some liquor.
Yeah.
They outlawed the liquor in the 20s, prohibition, but they found out that people was going to make it anyway.
Well, they found out.
And they had a taxi. They could get some cash.
That's all it's about. Just like marijuana.
Cigarettes. I mean, come on, man. People die when they burn up in houses from smoke inhalation. The fire don't even get them. They die from smoke inhalation. But, and the same carbon monoxide that's in that smoke is in the cigarettes that you smoke. But you just doing it. Okay. Homosexuality.
I can't even fathom where, like, Ruth, girls are pretty, they're soft, they're nice, they have all the proper equipment. What's really going on?
Listen, I had a saying back in the junior before I became I mean, more women for me.
Hold up, but peak the epidemic that it causes. Now, okay, since you got alcohol and drugs, that means you have more criminals. So that means the people who privatize prisons get paid more money, right? Then the people who deliver the food get more money, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Then you have homosexuality. Some of it starts in prison, a lot of it don't. So now they have all those women who either these dudes are locked up or they're in prison, or they just plain bums and they're not doing nothing. So you have a woman who has slim chance of getting a decent man.
And she's going to have problems taking care of herself. You know, because I was watching the statistics the other day. They said women are still lower on the workforce.
In the pay rate.
So,
No, that's good for the guy who's sitting behind a desk who don't care, who look at the house,
I can pay him 35, pay him 65.
You're right.
Well, the thing is, his mom is a social worker. If you follow his mom, he will fix so many problems. If you're in America, if the people, let's put it like this. If the people embrace Sharia, I'm not saying become Muslim. I'm not saying everybody become Muslim. To say we had a president, right? Say Donald Trump got in office. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump says, we're going to try Sharia for 1 year. 1 year, we're going to try Sharia.
Did you know the benefit it will have for America?
Look at interest. What does interest do?
That's why they don't want Sharia. This is, if people, we're not going to get into a history lesson about the Ottoman Empire and Pasha and all them and the Jews in the 20s who wanted to shut down the Khalifa because of interest. Interest is a form of slavery. You give a man something that costs $1,000, tell him he has 100 months to pay, and at the end of that, at the end of that 100 months, he done paid $3,000. Let me ask you a question. People buy homes every day. Foolishness. How are you going to tell me
this house is $150,000?
It's $450,000. I did the math. They charge your... but you can't sell it for $450,000.
Okay, listen. We're going to take a quick break, inshallah. And we want to hear from some of our callers who have called in. I don't think any non-Muslims have called in because they talk big talking heavy off. Leaving work early, you know, ready to get in here.
You want me to go out in the hallway and call in and act like one?
I mean, you don't have to. It's amazing. So, we're going to take a quick break. We want to hear from our callers. Our number is 347-324-3601. You can push the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll see you on our board. And we'll take the call, Sean. We'll be right back. Thanks all.
Do you need to install a door, replace a broken window, or maybe add on to your home, build a shed in your backyard, or build the dream home you always wanted? Look no further. Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting will help make your dreams a reality. Good pricing, quality work, and honest Muslims. Smith & Associates will be your first and final stop, inshallah. Give them a call at 770-504-5993 or email smithapnc@gmail.com. If you own multiple units, ask about our maintenance program. Located in the Atlanta area and servicing surrounding cities, Smith & Associates Property Maintenance and Contracting, 770-504-5993. Got an idea? Give us a call.
I can get one of these people to come on here and ask their questions. I really, you know, want to give some. I want to give a shout out to you. So I want to. I want to really just, you know, tell somebody about Islam. You know, I want somebody to hear Islam and see what it really is. So yeah.
Not really.
So I don't know.
I mean, it ain't even
so
good to fight, man.
Yeah, it is amazing. It really is. Everyone is
I mean, we're gonna have to end it so early because y'all chickened out.
That would have sounded like.
We can sit here and talk about. We can sit here and compare all.
Well, let's if you become Muslim, or you don't become Muslim. You don't have to worry about the head being cut off. That is a lie. That is a myth. I really don't believe it. Let me tell you why. A brother told me one time. He said, if Hollywood can make a man fly through the air, what makes you think they can make a man stop telling another man's head off?
I'm going to tell you how they did it. I'm going to tell you how they tweaked it real, real nice. Did you see Iron Man 3?
Oh.
They told you what they was doing.
Very good.
Yeah. They told you what they was doing. I mean, you know what? They got so bold with it. It's like this. You remember in school, right? I never experienced this because I wasn't getting beat up like that. I know kids that was. But the bully first used to hide behind the building and beat people up and take them away. Then he got such a reputation that everybody was scared of him, teachers and all. He just do it all in the classroom. So that's what they're doing now. They just try to be real subversive with their actions. Now, if you watch the movies that Hollywood is releasing, which Hollywood is controlled by who? So therefore, they're releasing all kind of stuff. They got all these zombie movies because you know what? People walk around like zombies.
Well, they're trying to do that.
Yo, one day what's gonna happen? You gonna drink a glass of water and be like,
you got the Zika virus, you got Ebola. And they're putting this stuff out here trying to get this.
And it might not even be those type of zombies. I'm going to tell you what type of zombies it might also be. These people, while, and this is Muslims, some of them, while our brothers and sisters in Syria, Pakistan, you know, what's the name? Lebanon, China, Burma, New York City are catching hell from non-Muslims, you worried about what whoever this show is, I've never seen it, whoever such and such people with who on Empire. That's a zombie.
Yeah. Because they're being deluded.
You know, one of my favorite ayahs in the Quran, Allah says,
and be not like those who forgot Allah, and Allah calls them to forget their own selves. They are the fact.
That's ugly.
That's horrible. Can you imagine forgetting your own, forgetting who you are, what you're created for?
Yeah, we see it every day.
Yeah, and we see it even with the Muslims.
Within the people that
being
honest with us, and sometimes it looks like that.
The bad thing is, Muslims, we got to give more dawah. And we cannot give dawah in the way that these people give dawah. You have so many people, like, we go on these pages and Muslims are this, Muslims are that, you know.
It's a select group of people they'll get, and that's the people they want.
The thing is, we have to give dawah in the best way. I had a guy the other day, and he said something to me, and he used to say it very well. I said, listen, I don't care about And then we had a better conversation now. Because in their mind, oh, the Muslims, they just out to kill everybody. So we're out to teach you about your Lord. We're out to bring you guidance. Because, you know, there's no compulsion. Hey, you're going to accept it or not. We're not out here to Because you don't become for someone.
What is the biggest scourge on society? Ignorance. People are ignorant. If you take anything that's a scourge on society and trace it back, it'll all be ignorance. You know what it's ignorant of? It's ignorant of the day of judgment, ignorance of where you're going to end up.
People want to follow something that fits their desire.
Oh, of course.
I can go to the club and go to paradise.
And go, oh, man.
I can go hit shorty and go to paradise.
Being Sunday.
Yeah.
Falling all out, shaking their wig off. Get out of here. You know, alhamdulillah, man, Islam has saved so many lives, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look at us, man. I know so many dudes, man. I mean, these dudes were so many old fellas, gangsters, drug dealers, pimps. I know a whole massive of them. But the thing is that one thing is all those men love each other for the sake of Allah. They come and pray, and they came to their life. You know, Christianity allows people to not be married and be couples.
Yeah, but you know, the Pope has taken a different stance on homosexuality.
What's he saying?
He's saying that the preachers and the reverends and those people have to interpret things differently now. The society has something that homosexuals in it. I was like, wow, he just spoke about really to play himself.
No, he didn't play himself. What he did was he tried to overrule the command of Allah.
He played himself.
He did more than play himself. He condemned himself. That's what he did. Condemned himself to straight HF. The gasoline balls on like my mother was said.
Alhamdulillah. Well, brother, I worked hard all day today.
Man, you ain't the only one. I had math up with it.
We got callers, but no one is excited. That's why I'm cool with that. It was our first show back in about 3 months.
I've been doing it a long time.
You know, we're trying to be more consistent. I do have to tell people. We're working there.
You know, we're not
making money for this. It's a dollar. Like the people by the spot. So sometimes we're going to go through hardships where we're not going to do the show.
Probably
going to
like that.
Y'all send us some
money. We'll keep the show going.
Keep it going. Hey, we get some cash in the joint.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate everybody that watches and you know, if you have any suggestions, any corrections, if you said anything wrong, it's from us and Shaitan. If you said anything that's correct, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all praises to Him. We just trying to, like, you know, give a voice where there isn't a voice. Because everybody's talking about Muslim this, Muslim that, Muslim this, Muslim that. Muslims ain't speaking back. There is a group of people that do speak back, but all they say is, we're not responsible.
Or they apologize.
By the way, just in case y'all forgot, I'm an unapologetic Muslim. Shirts on sale near you.
And I'm the hard truth.
He's the hard truth. Shirts on sale near you.
With that being said, if you said anything tonight that is wrong, misleading, incorrect, then that is for myself and Shaitan. I ask that you forgive us for us and forgive us. And if you say anything that is correct, that is inspiring, that makes you want to be close to your Lord, or even today, all the praises due to Allah and to Him, giving us over all things. Brothers and sisters, friends and foes, we are out of here. Inshallah, for next week. We will still come back up again. We'll try to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And that's our truth.
Stuff for you next week.
My daddy has to come home now, and that's the hard truth. Assalamu alaikum.